Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Well, what a story it could be if Night's Watch wins the Caulfield Cup on Saturday in Melbourne, to be ridden by Ben Allen, the only apprentice riding in the race. What an opportunity for you, Ben. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, mate. What an exciting story this could be. And you're on a horse that is in really good form.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. And he comes in really good with the weight. Just probably a shame in the barrier, but his normal race pattern, he's a get-back horse anyway, so it shouldn't be too much of a worry.
Yeah, when he won the Naturalism, he came with that finish from well back, didn't he?
Exactly. So I'd probably be looking to kind of ride him a bit similar to that and just be a part of that second wave coming into it.
Yep, understand. The big thing with this horse is, well, give us your opinion. How was the Caulfield Stakes run at weight for age?
He still run well. Like he's only beaten three lengths and he's surrounded by Group 1 horses, but I didn't think that was him at his best. Like, he carried a heavy weight, but the track was firm, and it just didn't feel like he really attacked the line like he can. So I'm hoping, having the week back up, and he would have a little freshen up in between, and dropping down in the weight, and hopefully a bit of rain on the track, hopefully he can bring his best part of it.
Yeah, I guess 59 to 52 is going to be a big asset, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. The way he was going before that, like the work he'd been doing, I couldn't have been happier with him.
Do you ride him just on that? Do you ride him between races?
When you go up to do the gallops, you do. But
yep.
I rode him a couple of weeks ago, and I actually galloped him with King's All Dream, and the way he worked that morning was very impressive, and if you can bring the horse he was that day to the races on Saturday, I'd say you'd be right there in the finish.
Understand. Exciting, mate, for you, an opportunity to ride in another Caulfield Cup. You were in it last year, weren't you?
Yeah, this is my third time riding in it.
Third, is it?
Yeah,
yep.
Been lucky enough that they've all been for OTI, so they've been massive supporters of mine, and they've been great owners to me.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a good opportunity. You just need some luck from that draw. That's the most crucial thing. You've been battling some ill health over the last little while, haven't you? Did you have glandular fever?
Yeah, so probably 3 weeks ago I got back, but before then I was riding with glandular fever, and it took us a while to work out what I had until we went and got blood tests done. And lucky enough, I was towards the end of it. No, I didn't get it as severe as what other people have had it, and I was able to get back to the races nice and quickly.
I talk to people that have had it, that really does knock you around right when you're getting it, or right in the middle of it.
Oh, definitely. At the time, I thought I was just doing a bit too much travelling and riding. And then when we got the blood test done, they said I had glandular fever. They said I was probably not going to be able to ride for the rest of the spring, which was a shame. But then Mum pushed for me to get a blood test done, which the doctor said would be pointless. But yeah, within a week, my spleen and my liver was all back to normal, and I was right to get back to track work.
And how many weeks ago was that?
I think 3 or 4 weeks, roughly.
Yeah, gee, you've done pretty well then, mate, haven't you?
Yeah, I was very lucky. And yeah. I got back at the right time, and lucky enough, Darren Weir still kept throwing me rides, and good rides too, so I've come back with a few winners.
Yeah, lucky for all was good yesterday, mate. It looks a horse that's got a bit of a future for Weary.
I think so. He's a quirky little bugger, but I think once he learns to put it all together, I think it'll be a really nice sale.
Understand. And, mate, you're off for Mowi Cup Day, the 7th race today. You're on a horse for Darren Snitzpeg, who's coming off that last start win over in Adelaide. It's certainly a good chance down there today in Gippsland.
I think so. It's really... Yeah, and the other one to worry about is the stablemate 60s Groove, but if we can get the right run in transit, and he handles the Mowi track, I think he should be pretty hard to beat. But you never know at Mowi, especially on the soft conditions. It's whatever horse can handle it, really.
Yeah, understand. Yeah, that track is a soft six at this stage. Hey, Ben, thank you for sparing us a few minutes. Good luck on Saturday with Night's Watch. I hope it's a case of third time lucky.
Yeah. So do I.
Good on you. Thanks a lot, Ben. Thanks, mate.